thou renegade, heretic, and traitor? Hast thou heard what these honest gentlemen have witnessed against thee?
Yea, but may I speak a few words in my defense?
Sirrah, thou deservest to live no longer, but to be slain immediately upon the place. Yet, that all men may see our gentleness towards thee, let us hear what thou, vile renegade, hast to say.
Let me first answer, Mr. Envy. I have never said aught but this, that what rule or laws or custom or people were flat against the word of God are diametrically opposite to Christianity. If I have said amiss in this, convince me of my error, and I am ready to make my recantation. To answer Mr. Superstition, I said only this, that in the worship of God there is required a divine faith, but there can be no divine faith without a divine revelation of the will of God. Therefore, whatever is thrust into the worship of God that is not agreeable to divine revelation cannot be done but by a human faith, which faith will not profit to eternal life. And as to what Mr. Pickthank hath said, I say that the prince of this town, with all the named attendants, are more fit for the company of devils than to be rulers over people. In this I may have spoken overly honest, and I ask that the Lord have mercy upon me.